This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Long before dolphins swam the seas, their near-look-alike ichthyosaurs inhabited the Earth's oceans. Now scientists say those ancient seafaring reptiles may have had more in common with modern-day sea turtles and marine mammals than we knew. Over time, a dead animal's bones can be slowly replaced by minerals, leaving behind a rocky fossil. The researchers demineralized the 180-million-year-old fossil of an ichthyosaur, and it left behind soft, flexible tissues.
Which is kind of amazing.
Johan Lindegren, a paleontologist at Lund University in Sweden.
It turns out that the skin is still there, with cells and cellular organelles, and even traces of the original biomolecular makeup.
Those remains revealed that the ichthyosaur sported camouflage, appropriate for its underwater environment. Light on the bottom, darker on top, just like many marine animals have today. The researchers also found a black, glossy substance that was harder to identify, so they collected dead sea turtles and porpoises and mimicked fossilization by heating and squashing the creature's skin, which led them to realize that the darker substance in the ichthyosaur fossil must be blubber.
So from having blubber, we can say that to some extent the ichthyosaurs, they must have been warm-blooded, so to say, at least to the same degree as the modern leatherback turtle.
The write-up and photos of the fossil are in the journal Nature. And there's one more intriguing secret contained in the remains, proteinaceous material, which makes you wonder if you sequenced it, could you go backwards and reconstruct the DNA that coded for the proteins? In other words,
bingo, dino DNA.
Of course, ichthyosaurs were not dinosaurs, but the Jurassic Park methodology is what's important. So could we resurrect ones starting from their protein sequences?
Yeah, well, perhaps. You should never say never.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.